Holy Spirit, third person of the Trinity, we appeal to you in the name of Jesus. Come and empower our hearts. Let us hear the word of God. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Well, those of you who are familiar with the series, Victory Over the Void, you know, Pastor John begins his talk by talking about his marathon. Well, I couldn't have been outdone this morning. So I want to tell you my story of running a block. I'd run the first half of the block with ease, style and vigor, commitment and integrity. Second half of the block, I didn't have enough nutrients to finish. So I crawl home. As you know, we've been discussing over the last several weeks, Victory Over the Void. John has had a very powerful presence in our preaching with conviction, with real anointing, calling us to reflect and think about how we can gain victory over the void, over the absence of blessing, over the absence of affirmation. And how can we determine how to live the rest of our lives with grace and dignity and integrity of faith? Well, I feel like the person who has been called in to be the relief pitcher today, the game has been won, and now I have to wrap it up. I hope I don't blow the game. But I want to take our hearts this morning and draw to the scriptures in reflection to three things that I think assures victory over the void. Three reflections that draws us into pondering and thinking about victory over the void. The first is taken out of Colossians, the whole idea that we are then to put on God as chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate, kindness and humility. The whole idea of putting on something requires a commitment to be intentional, requires a commitment to pursue a life that allows Jesus to demonstrate himself in the conduct of our behavior, in the healing of our heart, in the renewing of our spirit. The idea of putting on God, putting on Christ Jesus, is a metaphor, a picture of allowing our lives to be fortified and renewed by the grace of God, of allowing our hearts to be strengthened by the reality of God's grace and to know that Jesus Christ is the healer of the void. That Jesus Christ can heal, renew, strengthen, touch the absence of blessings in our lives. That Jesus Christ is the one who can come and restore the brokenness that is incurred in our lives. That Jesus Christ is the one who can come and bring deliverance and grace in our lives. So we put on the reality of God's truth this morning and we gird ourselves up in that reality and we look at the past and we say that Jesus is one who stands in the future, one who stands in the past, one who stands in the present, bringing healing and restoration to our lives. We put on the reality of God's love. We put on the reality of God's grace. We put on the reality of God's peace. And we claim that not because we are chosen, because we're special, not because we are elite or status or have position in earth, but we are humble people who need the grace of God. So we ask Jesus to come and heal the void of our hearts, to heal the loneliness of our spirit, to heal the absence of blessing. And Jesus comes with grace. Jesus comes with deliverance. Jesus comes with anointing. Jesus comes with forgiveness. And he comes to that place of the past, and he brings deliverance. He comes to the place where we have hurt him, and he brings grace. He comes to that place where we've been absent of blessing, and he brings freedom and renewal. So we call on Jesus this morning and we put him on intentionally as God's chosen ones, chosen because of his grace, chosen because he loves you, chosen because he's delivered you, chosen because we are in relationship with him. So we put on Jesus this morning and we ask him to actively pursue in us a healing and a deliverance. I remember when this came to me, I was 16 years old. Growing up in the inner city of Oakland, absence of blessing, absence of affirmation, growing up in a city where there was social turmoil, political turmoil, growing up in a city where my parents did the best they could with six children in a two-bedroom home in the inner city of Oakland. There was a man who came to our door. He was a high school teacher. He was white. I was black. Social distance between us, racial distance between us in the 60s. But he had put on the compassion of Jesus. And this gentleman, in his horn-rimmed glasses and wingtip shoes, in his awkward way, came and shared the gospel of Jesus Christ with me. He shared it with my brother, who later on became a chaplain in Vietnam and died in Quezon Valley. He turned our lives around. He gave us a perspective. He answered the void of loneliness and darkness in our hearts. He answered the void of isolation and ignorance by teaching us to read and crying out for God in our lives. And there at a Youth for Christ rally, I accepted Christ as my Lord and Savior. And life has been different ever since, because this man chose to put on the love of Jesus, and he answered the void of my life. He was Jesus with skin on, Jesus with compassion, Jesus with commitment. And the void in my own personal life was answered with great grace and great deliverance and great freedom. And today I stand as a liberated, free person in Christ Jesus, empowered by the Holy Spirit, loved by God, a father, a husband, a priest, because this man came into my life and put on the love of Jesus. And Jesus answered the void of my soul. Now, there have been other voids in my life, voids of self-created distance, voids of sinful rebellion. But Jesus has always reminded me of the void that he answered in that early stage of life, of forgiveness and repentance. Put on Jesus Christ this morning. Let him answer the void of your soul. Let him be the victory in your life. Second, as God's holy ones and beloved, compassion, kindness, and humility, meekness, and patience. We put on Jesus this morning. He answered the void in our lives. And we become a blessing to others with compassion, with kindness, with humility, with meekness and patience. We become a blessing to others and restoring their lives and blessing them. We can look into their eyes and see that maybe they've had a hard week or a difficult time in life, and we can bless them and encourage them and support them and love them and reach out to them and show them the kindness of Christ. We can bless them and encourage them to let them know that God is good and God is loving and God is forgiving and God can restore and God can heal and God can deepen the lives of those who call on him. We move with compassion, with kindness, with meekness. We bless others in the name of Jesus. The love of God in action, because those who have been healed require and declare their healing in Jesus' name. Those who have victory over the void declare that Christ has met their needs and healed them and delivered them. And they move out with compassion and care and commitment to reach out to a broken community, a broken society, a broken community that needs the love of Jesus. I often stand in the ark at 10 in the morning and I watch you compassionately reaching out to others. It's a busy time eating sandwiches and coffee and donuts. But it's a time of conversation, a time of touching base, time of listening, time of responding, time of getting in contact with the neighbor, the community, the faithful ones, encouraging one another. And I pray that the sandwiches don't occupy your time or the donuts won't occupy your stomach, but you'll take time, look in the eyes of others and touch them with grace, touch them with compassion, touch them with love, touch them with the peace of Christ and the love of God. Becoming God in action, becoming grace in action, becoming the loving body of Christ in action as you declare that you've been healed, you've been touched, you've been delivered, that Christ has healed the void in your own life and there's victory. And the blessings you bestow on others are the blessings you receive from Christ Jesus. Becoming the people of God, the skin of Jesus Christ. Bearing with one another. And if one another has a complaint against another, forgiving each other as the Lord has forgiven you, you all must also forgive. And above all, put on these which love binds them together in perfect harmony. Let the peace of Christ rule your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body. Let the peace of Christ rule your hearts. If there's one thing that I've learned about victory in the void, is that the peace of Christ wants to rule our hearts. The ability for the Christ to come in and say there is peace where there has been pain. There is peace where there has been turmoil and struggle. There is peace where there's been the absence of blessing. There's peace when there's been the absence of affirmation. That the peace of Christ come and rule your hearts. And how does the peace of Christ come and rule your hearts? He comes and first of all declares, I love you. You are my children. You are my child. You belong to the family of God. You've been forgiven. You've been renewed. You've been restored. You've been encouraged. You've been brought into a deeper relationship. You've been filled with the Holy Spirit. You've been crowned with goodness and kindness and love. And we allow that to seep in our hearts and it brings peace. And then the peace of Christ comes and says, you have a future. You are living in the context of what it means to be a blessing to others. He gives us a commission, an act of service, a thing to do, a calling to live out. It might be a coffee club where you share your faith with some other person. It might be a dinner that you prepare for someone. It might be a bridge club where you're able to share faith. It might be an opportunity to simply go for a walk in the botanical gardens with a grandchild and relate the love of God. Whatever it is, it's out of the peace of Christ that you live. It's out of the love of God that you live. It's out of the grace of Christ that forms your heart. It's out of the fullness of the Holy Spirit, because Christ has brought victory over the void. Christ has brought deliverance over the void. He has brought grace into your life. And he lives in you and declares his love through you. And you are the Jesus with skin on. You bear the witness of the cross of Christ. You bear the witness of the love of God. And then we come together on Sunday morning. We quote psalms, we sing hymns, we sing spiritual songs, we gather in gratefulness and thankfulness of hearts. We have a common testimony. This is our testimony. No matter if we're white or black or Asian, this is our testimony. Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ has answered the void. Jesus Christ has declared grace. Jesus Christ has forgiven. Jesus Christ has set us free. Jesus Christ has given us the grace to live on, the ability to be free in the love of God. And together as we sing songs, spiritual songs, and as we sing psalms, and as we read spiritual readings, we have this common reality, this common truth in mind. We have been delivered. We have been healed. We have been set free. We have victory over the void in Jesus' name. And we look at each other in the eyes with integrity and truth, and we say, are you struggling today? Yes, pray for me. We look at each other in the eyes with integrity and truth, and we say, we need the grace of God to sustain us today. We're struggling with an area. We don't take that and gossip. We huddle in a corner. We pray with one another and support each other, because we're the body of Christ. We're the body of Christ. And what demonstrates that is the love in action, the love that is in action. So we live out these truths. We're forgiven by the grace of God. And we declare Jesus as Lord, and we're chosen by grace, and the blessing is real. We bring forth the blessing of others, and we bless others with the love of God. We become the love of God in action. We are the power of Christ, demonstrating the love of grace and the peace of God. We're open to the graces in our own lives. And then we take on Jesus, and we declare that Jesus has on skin. He lives in you. He lives in you. He lives in all of us. And when we greet people in the name of Christ, it is Christ in us that's greeting them. When we greet people in the name of Christ, it is Christ loving in us. We greet people in the name of Christ, it is Christ offering peace through us. And we say to the void, no longer will you have dominion over our lives. Well, no longer will you have victory over our lives. We are free. We are free in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.